Space, the final frontier. It's inspired countless young minds to wonder and explore beyond our earthly knowledge. An Arizona center built in Peoria to keep that curiosity alive is closing its doors. From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Casey Kuhn reports the home to years of cosmic education is changing.
Space Camp is in session at the Arizona Challenger Space Center in Peoria. Kids stack bright blue foam blocks, like giant Lincoln logs, into forts and towers, all to knock them down again. The center opened in 2000 and is one of many established after the tragic Challenger accident to continue space education outreach. While the Space Center has classes for kids of all ages, it also attracts local families looking to beat the heat.
Another thing I liked was the other, like, smaller theater where we watched how, like, the rockets take off.
Blaze Pacheco is here with his mom and younger brothers. He's talking about the satellite simulation where you walk into a dark room and television monitors glow with the blue and white image of Earth. Keep going through the realistic simulation.
Here, watch your step.
Then there's an airlock.
Through a spinning chamber.
You're going to turn toward the back of where we started.
So now it's pitch black.
And you're transported to what looks like a space shuttle laboratory.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Challenger Center Director Beverly Swayman shows off different features like robotic arms. The entire building looks like it could be part of a Mars colony. An all-white tube-like center flanked by angular mirrored walls like rocket wings and bright red scaffolding. But the building won't be the center's home much longer. The property is being sold because the center had trouble meeting expenses.
Until we can relocate the simulated space entity, we cannot do those. So we are going to have to rely on our outreach programs for the first months that we're trying to relocate, get rebuilt, get repositioned.
Doors close August 5th, and Swayman hopes to be in a new space by the end of the year. But they'll have to leave behind a panoramic, science fiction-inspired mural by NASA illustrator Robert McCall worth around $500,000. The mural couldn't be moved without extensive damage.
I think there's always going to be a special place in everyone's heart who's ever worked here, because it is special. However, I'm also very, very excited about the future.
Swayman says 33,000 kids a year go through their programs, and one of them was 26-year-old graduate student Jana Gochik.
I work as a research technician at the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Camera Science Operations Center at Arizona State University.
Basically, Gojic helps get high-resolution moon pictures for NASA. She was born in the same Croatian hometown as famed scientist Nikola Tesla and felt the call to be a scientist. But she wasn't sure what kind until she volunteered at the Space Center after graduating high school.
I think on my first day there, I was like, oh no, it's definitely going to be astronautics. I don't want to do aeronautics anymore.
Go back even further, and Gojic says her love of space was first sparked on a fifth grade field trip to the space simulator at Challenger.
It painted spaceflight in this whole new way for me, just seeing the challenges that this feat requires and the kind of incredible people that essentially risk their lives for human discovery.
Gojic says she'll miss the mural most and hopes the center's new home will continue to inspire visitors. And that's not limited to an age group.
That's a good simulator where you think you're really going up in space and you hear all the sounds and everything. That was really neat.
Phoenix resident Sharon Bertoloni made the drive with her husband to see the center one last time. She's loved space ever since she saw an Apollo mission take off when she was 10 years old in Florida.
It's really interesting and you learn a lot. And I'm just sorry to see it close.
Luckily for Bertoloni, the Challenger Center may reopen closer to her. Director Swayman says it will take hundreds of thousands of dollars to move and is in talks to partner with cities like Peoria, Glendale, or Phoenix, though the new location has not been finalized yet. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Peoria.